Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down. Going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out. But where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get out.
I'd rather stand tall.
From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good evening. Thank you very much for tuning in to another broadcast of Real Women, Real Talk. I'm your host, Barbara Archer. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a pleasure to come to you each and every Wednesday as we bring real life issues into the face of the world today. Thank you so much for your prayers, your support, and your encouraging emails that I receive. I'm so blessed by you, and I just want to continue to be a blessing to you as well. This evening, we're going to discuss a topic that I feel that is very important in today's world as it involves God's leading ladies. So before we get started, we're just going to jump right into a prayer. And after the prayer, the next voice that you hear is going to be me, and we're going to just have a wonderful time together this Wednesday evening. So, Father, we just thank you for this day. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people. Father, whatever that has happened today, Father, we just give it to you. Doesn't matter what happened. Doesn't matter what someone said or did not say. Because, God, we know ultimately you are our God. You are our Father. You are our friend. You are our husband. You are our wife. You are our lover. You are everything that we need to be. You are it. And we just praise you. And, Father, we just cast all our cares on you because you care for us. And I just pray everyone under the sound of my breath will be blessed this evening. And we give you all the glory and praise and honor. And I just pray that if any of them do not know you, you as Lord and Savior, that my prayer this evening would be that they would give their heart to you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're back. I'm so glad to be here. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot's been going on these last couple of days. I've had some challenging experiences. And I'm just going to share my heart with you, if you don't mind, this evening. Because I know that what I'm going to say is going to bless someone and someone. They need to hear this word. So we're just going to go forth in the name of Jesus. And I pray that everyone under the sound of my breath will be blessed by what I'm about to say. So often in life as women, we start out and we're on our path and we're going so good. And then all of a sudden, we hit a bump in the road. What do you do with that bump in the road? All right, well, we're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about it. We're going to see what type of solutions and what the Bible has to say about it as well. And then I'm also going to relate it in a more natural way as far as it affects us as women in today's world. As many of you know, I've been doing radio for quite some time, but there's been some adjustments that I'm making. I am starting to launch my public relations company, and it's called FITS Entertainment Productions. It still spells from insanity to sane. Isn't that cool? So anyway, I'm working with a lot of clients, a lot of artists, businesses, authors, and it's a very new thing that what I'm doing and God has called me to do, but I'm excited about it as well. So the last couple of days have been challenging because I'm trying to work very close to my web design base so they can we can work on my website, and I'm wanting to do so many things. In the last couple of days, I've been fighting it like tooth and nail, trying to get it right the way that I want it. And what do you do when you've done everything that you can do in your power and it's still doing it? So often there's two things to that. The first thing it can be, that's the enemy. And that's his job to frustrate you. And one thing that what Satan does, he uses natural occurrences to frustrate you. It don't have to be anything big. It could be you get up in the morning, you're in a good mood, you got up, you went into your closet or into your private room, you prayed, you had your prayer and devotion with God, you probably sung a few songs. Then you go downstairs, you start to get the kids ready for school, you get their breakfast. On your way driving the kids to school, guess what? There's an accident on the road, or there's traffic, and you're stuck in traffic. And then you rush it, because you know you only have this short window to get from the school, drop off your kids, and then back to work. And you're so afraid, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. Now, can everyone relate to that? Because if you have children, you've been in that scenario at one time in your life. And that can frustrate you. And that's one thing that the enemy uses is natural occurrences, things that happen in the natural to frustrate you. And he does that so that you can get, so that you can take your mind off of what you're doing and you can focus on that one circumstance. But let me tell you, that circumstance is only temporary. It's not permanent. It's only there for that moment. And sometimes we have to just take a deep breath and breathe. And that's what I had to do the last couple of days, take a deep breath and just breathe. And then there were times I'm still thinking, oh, my gosh, God, but I got this to do. I got that to do. What am I going to do? And I was frustrated. And I almost wanted to scream. I truly wanted to scream because I'm like, all these things I'm having to do, wanting to do, have the desire to do, and I can't do it. And you know what God showed me? You have no control over what happens. And you have to let go of that control. And one thing, just when you think that you have mastered that task, guess what? I got news for you. God's going to bring you a test. And he's going to, you know, God at times, he will create a situation just to see exactly what we're going to do. Now, he already knows if we're going to fail that test or not. He knew I was going to fail it yesterday. It didn't come as a surprise to him. It came as a surprise to me because, see, I got up yesterday morning. I prayed. I had my prayer. I was like, God, you know what? I says, I want to walk in your truth. I want to walk in love. I want to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. You know, and every day I pray Matthew 15:11 over my life. It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles a man, but what proceeds out of his mouth that defiles a man. And sometimes women, as we get up there in age, in our 40s, and we're going through that change of life, a lot of us is there. Your body is changing. Your hormones is crazy. And sometimes you can get a little testy. Okay, we all been there, so listen, try not to make this a spiritual thing. This is a natural process that is happening in our bodies. Okay, so that can affect how we see things and how we do things at times. Yesterday was my moment. And after a while, I was like, you know what, I can't do it. So what I had to do, I had to do the things that I can't do, and I did them well. The remaining of the day, I was still struggling with the web base. Today, the same thing, but praise be to God, I was able to finish it. And now the website is up. It's perfect just the way I want it. And I was able to get everything done. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I wanted to go for a run because it's warming up down. So I really want to get up there and get a nice run in the evening. This evening, I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that because I had a radio show. And on top of having a radio show, I thought, well, you know what, maybe if I can get everything done. But I wasn't able to get everything that I wanted to get done, and I had a lot of meetings today and phone calls and conferences. And between all that, to tell you the truth, there wasn't enough time in a day. So, ladies, have you ever been in a place that you felt as though that it is just not enough time in the day to do anything? Have you ever been there? I know I have, and I know you have too. But I'm going to tell you something. I have a solution, okay? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break just for a moment. And when we come back, guess what? I have a word for you, okay? So sit tall, be still, and I'll be back with you, okay?
The newest and sassy magazine for all women, Be Who You Are, is a magazine for all women of age. With every publication, I will be featuring gospel artists and their music, fashion, art, and inspiring stories of women who are making a difference in the world we live in, so the generation coming up behind our children will have a fresh start in life. Come join the movement in taking back your place in the world. We're a one-stop shop. Please visit my website at bewhoyouaremagazine.info coming January 31st, 2015. The cost is $4.99 per issue, but you do have the option to subscribe yearly for $18.99. Let us do your advertising for your business or ministry. I promise to deliver an affordable price. Please email me at barbara@bewhoyouaremagazine.info.
Okay, we're back. Thank you very much for your patience and your understanding. I always try to get that in because the magazine is coming out, and I'm always wanting to keep it in front of people at all times so that everyone is aware of that we're coming. And just be still in this season. And that's my word to you this evening. Be still in this season that you're in. All of us, God's women all around the world, we're in a season. And keep one thing in mind. When you in that season, there's so many things going on when you're in that season. And you must be still. You so must be still when you're in that season, because it's very important. One of the things that I want to say to you ladies is this. A season only lasts for a short time. And when it's over, it's over. Whatever you may be going through, whatever may have happened yesterday, like things happened to me yesterday with my web base, things happened today as well. But I'm going to tell you something. That's a season. And always know that when you are close to a breakthrough, that is when you will be hit the hardest. You seem to go through a little bit more, and it seems like that any little thing can rattle your cage. And I'm going to tell you why. Have you been there that any little thing can rattle your cage? The reason being is because when you start off in a trial, you start off in a season, you're strong. You have the fight. But so often, the longer you're in that season, sometimes the season can make you tired. And what happens when we get tired? Some people give in. Some people give up. Some people they react in different ways. That's because you've been there too long. That's what it is. You've been there too long. So many couples I've seen that they were battling sickness or disease or cancer. They made it through the surgeries. They made it through the chemo. They made it through the radiation. And soon as the doctor gives the report that you're cancer-free, shortly after, couples tend to divorce, walk away from one another. And I used to always wonder, if you made it through the storm, everything was going bad, why is it that you can't make it now when it's all over and the cloud has been removed? I'm going to give you an illustration, and I'm going to give you the reason why that happened. Like I said earlier, when you're in that storm, you're strong. But the longer you get in there, that you grow tired and weak. And so many people give in at that time because they're tired. Not that they don't love, but they're tired because they've been there too long. They fought the good fight, but they did not stay the course. As soon as life got real hard, they stayed right in there. Maybe they stayed for different reasons, but now they feel, okay, you know what, it's over with, so I'm just going to move on. But what happens is the storm of life can take you down, and it can bring you down if you let it, but you don't have to. But the reason why that happens to a lot of us is because we're tired. Are you tired this evening? Have you been in a storm too long and you feel like you don't have no more fight, you have no more strength, you have no more nothing left to give? And you may be feeling that at this exact moment, if someone says anything to me, I'm ready to explode. Have you been there? If you haven't been there, just hang in there, because your day will come. We all have been there. We have all experienced that before. But we're so prone to giving in at that crucial moment. So I say to you this evening, ladies, whatever you're facing, whatever you may be going through, just know that, first of all, God is with you. And not only is he with you, but he's going to bring you through. And when he brings you through, he's going to bring you out better than you were before you went in. But that's a test. Pass that test, because I tell you one thing, if you don't pass that test coming right back to you. God will give you time for you to catch your breath, breathe a little bit. But then that test is going to come right back to you. Okay? So, my prayer for you all this evening is to stay strong. Trust God. Trust his plans for your life. He has plans to bless you and to prosper you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Jeremiah 29:11. But first of all, what you have to do, you have to trust him. You have to know that you are worth it. You have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And until you know who you are, you'll never believe any promises that God has for you. But you must believe the promise. You must believe the promise. Okay? Now, we are shy under 10 minutes. So what I would like to be able to do is to make some quick announcements. There's going to be some changes that are coming, and I just want to share those changes with you. I just want to share my heart with you all this evening. Every Wednesday I come here at 6:30. But Real Woman Real Talk will no longer be coming here. I'm going to still come the remaining of this month, all of April. Sometime in May will be the last show for Real Woman Real Talk. And let me explain the reason why. Also, I come live every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do there, but I'm looking that that's another platform that I will be ending as well, because as God moves me into other areas, I want to be able to give those areas everything that I have. And I'm afraid that if I continue on the way that I'm going, I'm not going to be that effective like I need to be and should be for the kingdom. And sometimes we have to make adjustments, and there are times you start off with God one way, but that's where you start. That doesn't mean that's where you're going to stay. And with God, you always have to be open for change, because God will change the script on you quick. He told me, write my book. I did. He said, do radio. I did. Teach on transformation. I did. It wasn't too long after that I started interviewing gospel artists and so forth like that, and that was going into a different direction. So I have to be able to keep at that pace that God has me at right now. So what I would like for you all to do is to keep me in your prayers about the next few weeks as I make those necessary adjustments. So often in life, you can be so busy doing good, doing the good thing, doing the right thing. But sometimes you have to take that time and you have to make those necessary adjustments and focus on one thing and master that one thing. Because once you master that one thing, other people take notice in other areas that you're gifted at. And then other doors will open up. Okay? So that's what we have to do. That's what we all have to do. So I want you to pray about that. And then secondly, you may visit my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com. If you have a business or if you have a ministry and you're looking for some public relations work to get your message out there, to get your ministry out there, to get your business out there, well, I am your one-stop shop. You can go onto my website. You can click on media services and view all the many services that I'm offering. I also have the pricing there as well. My prices are very reasonable. I'm doing that to make it more affordable for everyone. So often there are so many companies out there, and what I'm doing, they're doing the same thing. They don't have no more of a database or no more of a email list or contacts and connections just like I do. And their prices are outrageous. And so many businesses suffer because they can't afford, especially if you're new and you're just starting out in a business. You know, so many companies, they want to charge you thousands of dollars just to do it. And I'm like, really? You're charging this amount of money to do this when all you're doing really is making some calls, doing some hustling, and making connections to get those appointments for your clients. And that's where a couple thousand dollars that you're charging, that's a phenomenal fee. So what God has called me to do is to be there for the underdog. Now, I don't mean that in that term, so please hear my heart when I say this. The underdog is a person that don't have a whole lot, but have a dream and have a vision. And I want to be able to help those people to get their business, get their ministry, get their message out there. Okay, so this is my website. Check out my prices. And there's a contact page right on that page for media services. Fill in your name, your email address. Just send me a message and click send. I promise I'll get back to you within 24 hours. And we can sit down and we will discuss exactly what do you have going on, what do you want to do with your business. And I'm asking you right now, just think about three goals that you want to do in 2015. And what I will help you to do is to take one of those goals, but make sure one is at the top of your list. And then together, corporately, we will take the other two and we will work those two into your ultimate goal. Okay? So that you will be successful in everything in which you do. Amen? Secondly, I want to announce that tomorrow, well, I'll be on the air tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be interviewing Sierra Parker. You do not want to miss her. Phenomenal young woman. She's a gospel artist. She's new. She has an MP out. Well, I have the MP, but she has a single called Just Hold On. It's awesome. You have got to listen to it. You can download the copy at Amazon. You can do it at CD Baby and iTunes as well. So there's plenty of outlets that you can do. You can just do a Google on Sierra Parker and you'll pull it right up. And tomorrow night, you do not want to miss tomorrow night's interview. I'm going to be interviewing the legendary Grammy Award nomination for R&B singing. You remember back in the 70s was a group called the Manhattans. Well, Gerald Alston will be in the studio with me tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You do not want to miss that interview because he's going to be talking about his new project, which he has gone Christian gospel. So he is about his first gospel album. You do not want to miss it. Plus, he will be performing at the Stella Awards. You said it. He's going to be performing at the Stella Awards, the pre-Stella Awards on Friday night. So you do not want to miss that as well. If you can make it to the Stella Awards, please be there. It's going to be an exciting time. I'm going to be there, and I'm very excited and very thrilled for this opportunity to be among some great artists in the industry and make some connections with media, radio, and television as well. So I'm very excited about it. Also, I have been asked to sit on the executive panel for Let's Talk Gospel at the Stella Awards weekend that Friday morning at 10 a.m. at the Listener's Lounge. You do not want to miss that as well. I'm going to be taking a lot of interviews. I'm going to be conducting a lot of interviews as well as answering questions. And I'm going to be taking most of my interviews and bringing them back, and I'll be posting them on my website, so you do not want to miss out on that as well. Plus, it will all be featured in the April issue of Be Who You Are, so you do not want to miss that as well. So they are the announcements that I have. Just remember that I am praying for you and your family and your friends and loved ones, and continue to pray for us over here as well, as we continue to go forth and do the ministry that God has called us to do. So I pray a special blessing over you all this evening. God bless you and your families. And just remember always that God loves you with an everlasting love, and he has great plans in store for you. You just hold on to him, because he will get you there if you trust him. So ladies, whatever has happened, it's gone, it's over with. Let's move on to a better tomorrow, okay? So I pray a blessing over you, and good night. I'll be here next Wednesday evening at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time for another broadcast. You do not want to miss it. Next Wednesday is going to be an interesting interview, and you do not want to miss it. I'm going to let you know exactly who's going to be here in the studio with me next week. And over the next couple of weeks, I will be having different people that will be joining me in the studio. So you do not want to miss on, you don't want to miss out on any episodes over the next couple of weeks, because we're going to have a lot going on, and we can have some interesting conversations. In fact, next week I'm going to be interviewing Aura Sounds. She's an R&B artist, and she is from Philadelphia. You do not want to miss her. So she's going to be in the studio with me next Wednesday at 6:30. So come join. We're going to play one of her singles off of her new CD. And we're going to sit down and ask her some questions about her music and a little bit of her life as she opens up. So that's all we have time for this evening. God bless you, and we'll see you next Wednesday.